Today's share Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Omer Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. We're in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. We'll meet Hashem finish today the very beautiful and long Siman Kuf Chav Ches dealing with Duchening. And we left off yesterday. I'll go over Chazal quickly what the Ramah said, and then we'll do the last Mishnah Berurah from yesterday's share. The Ramah said that we nowadays only Duchen and Chutzal Aretz over here. On Yontif, and as we'll see, this means by most of time, and the reason he says is because we only have real simcha on Yontif. And then he added, on the second line, Masha'en kim bishar yomim, as opposed to other days, afilu b'shabbos ha'shana, even on Shabbos, shetrudim b'ruhurim al milchiosim, the Jewish people are so concerned with making a parnasa, and the albitul melachtum, and on their loss of work, that they can't work. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Sav Machzayin says, Haloshim Megumgum. This language over here is a little bit mixed up. He says, Chas v'sholom Yisrael Kedoshim Yitztaru b'Shabbos albitul melachtum b'yom HaKodesh. He says, the Jewish people, Chas v'sholom, are not worried that they're not working on Shabbos and they're not making parnasa. That's not what it means over here. Albitul melachtum, that they're concerned on Shabbos, that they're not working on Shabbos and they're losing parnasa, and that's why they're not able to dochen. He says, this is the way you have to read it. Hanochun should tzarech lomar. This is the way you have to understand it. Ubishvil bitu melachtom, because during the week, koi tamze alho delel shein nosim kapayim bishar yomim, because during the week we don't duchen because they're busy with their work. Not on Shabbos. Not the concerned on Shabbos about not working. V'chein palginu b'darki Moshe. The Darki Moshe, the Ramon, the Darki Moshe, right, shekos of tam, l'fi shetrudin b'irhu v'chulei, l'ho adein nosin kapayim b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, when their minds are unfortunately elsewhere, so that's why we don't duchen on Shabbos. But not because they're said that they're not making parnasa on Shabbos. They're just concerned with, in general, other thoughts. On the weekdays, v'ayimos hachol, because of ayimos hachol, regarding to the weekdays, that's the time mishum bitu melacha, because they can't duchen, because they have to run to work, and that's why they don't duchen during the week. Ayin shom, he says, go look over there in the Darki Moshe, and that is the right explanation over here of this Ramah. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah then says, v'afilu b'yontif, even on Yontif, we don't duchen by Shachar's time, ein osim kapayim ela b'tfilas Musaf. We only duchen by Musaf, sheyotzim ozi beis haknesses, because at that point we're leaving the shul almost, v'yismichu b'simchas Yontif, and we're getting excited about the Simchas Yontif, so therefore we only duchen by Musaf time, not by Shachar's time. He continues, v'chol shachar sumusuf she'ein osim b'kapayim, whenever we have a shachar sumusuf and we're not duchening at, which is most of the time here in Chutz Lawrence, except on Yontif Musaf, so then, in the Chazaras HaShatz, Omer HaShliach Tzibur, Elokeinu V'alkei Avoseinu v'chulei, we say the bracha of the duchening in the Chazaras HaShatz. Kidileo sof simen kov chov zayin, as we've already learned at the end of the previous siddur. On Yom Kippur, of Yom HaKippurim, no simbo kapayim kemo b'yontif. He says on Yom Kippur, that has the status of Yontif. Why? V'yesh mekomo sheno simbo kapayim b'nila, and there are places that even duchen b'nila, v'yesh mekomo safilo b'shachris, and that's because Yom Kippur is a tremendously important day of slicha and mechila, and therefore that's a great day of simcha. Sif memhei, the last sif in this long simon. Elu tevo shakohanim hochim behem l'dor mulitzof. And the following are the words in the duchening, in the three brachos, in the three psukim, which are the kohanim, when they're saying them, hochim behem l'dor mulitzof, and they turn to the south and then to the north. That's the way the halacha brewer brings it down. Bedavka, they turn first to the south and then to the north. If they're facing the tzibur is in the west, that means they'll first, the kohanim will turn to their left and then they'll turn to their right. And during these tevos, during the saying of these words, specifically they make these turns. When they say the word Yivarechecha, they say the word V'yishmerecha, Elecha, the first Elecha, V'chunecha, and then in the last pasuk, the second Elecha, Lecha, and Shalom. Why is this? So this Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Samaches writes, V'atam shenog v'kein, why do they do this? K'dei shetispashe tabroch l'chol ha'anoshim shom demitzedeham. So this way, when they're turning to their left and to their right, they're sort of say encompassing all of the people in the shul to their left, to the right, and in front of them by giving them the bracha in that fashion. Ramah then comments, and he says, Hagah, the noagin shemarichim benigun elu tevos. The Kohanim had the minig that they would stretch out, they would sing during the saying of these words. Ki kol achas mihen hu sof bracha b'fnei atzel, because each of these words represents the end of a bracha. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kuf Samach Tes writes, Kosa be'el yirabba b'shem tshuvas b'syakov, ma shenogim l'nagin tevas b'yishmireh below chof, v'achakach hakov, to break up the word v'yishmireh chof, that's wrong. And likewise, v'cheinosim v'ichuneh ka, that they say v'ichuneh, and then ka, the Mishnah Berurah says, who tossed? That's a mistake. The dafka besof ma'arich, you're only allowed to be ma'arich at the end of the word after you said the whole word. The kodim shemesayim, because before you finish saying the word, lo mashma kavanas ateva klal. If you just say vishmereh, so that doesn't sound like vishmerecha, that sounds like vishmereh, and therefore that wouldn't be saying the word. Likewise, when the chazan says it, the makri says it, he should be careful to say it all as one word and not as sounding like two separate words. Sivkat and kuf ayin, he says, why do we break it up by these seven words? He says, hutam gam al divrei mechaber. This reasoning over here is also what the mechaber said, that they shouldn't stretch out these words, but they should have over here, turning to the left and the right toward these words specifically. Why these words? He says, the kavana, he's going to bring this down in the name of the levush, the avo gad the shalosh brachos havyon berchas kohanim. Berchas kohanim is based on three psukim. Yirach Hashem v'yishmerecha, yirach Hashem ponav elecha v'chuneka, and yisrach Hashem ponav elecha v'simcha shalom. Those are the three psukim. But within these three psukim, there are separate categories of bracha within them. Each of these three psukim can be divided up into two brachos. The hainu, the first one is Yivarecha Hashem, that's bracha achas. Vishmerecha by itself, that's bracha shnia. Yoyar Hashem ponov elecha, he bracha achas. That's the second pasuk, that's the third bracha overall. Vichuneko, the end of the second pasuk, that's the bracha shnia, so up to four brachos. Then in the last pasuk, Yisro Hashem ponov elecha, the second elecha, that's bracha achas. Yosein lecha shalom, that is the last part of the third pasuk, the sixth bracha, gam kein havi bracha achas. So we have a total of six brachos over here. There's only one problem. There were seven words. Yivarecha, Yishmerecha, Elecha, Vichuneka, Elecha, Lecha, and Shalom. That's seven words. So how do we only have six brachos over here? So this is a very big problem. Some of the Mefarshim discuss this. We can see it here on our daf in the Ber Heitev in Sivkot Nayin Tes. He says, Vikasha, Daha Lecha, Einosov Bracha. The word, Yosem Lecha, Shalom, that's not the end of a bracha. Shalom is the end of the bracha. So what's going on over here? So he says, Vafil Lachi, Hovchim Pneim. So why are they turning towards the both sides, the left and to the right, when they say the word lecha, that's not a separate bracha. So the Bir Heitev says, "V'nir ali liyashev." I can straighten this all out in the following fashion. He says, "The milo of yivarecha and vishmerecha, and also elecha vichuneka, and then the second elecha, those first five mevarech lakol beno chayach." I think what he means over here is that each of them is towards a specific yivarecha, you vishmerecha, elecha vichuneka, elecha. So this is towards, so to say, the kahal. And the last one, lefikach, mahafik pon ledarum letzofon kidei levarchim. You turn to the left, to the right, in order to bless all the people there. But when you say the word yosem lecha shalom, shalom isn't specifically kineged anybody. It's not nocheach. El shem davar, it's a noun. Ven kan medaber lenocheach, he's not speaking to these people, to those people. And therefore, we added the word lecha to designate over here to the left and to the right. And this is the name of the Pri Chodesh. Other terutzim are given. Halacha Brura brings down a whole list of poskim that discuss this. Ayin Sham. Then the Mishnah Brura continues. V'amogin Avram kosa v'atam shofchim p'nei be'elu atevos. The Mogin Avram gives a similar reason like we just brought down from the Ber Heitev. And he says the same idea of elu hatevos heim l'nocheach. They seem to be towards the people, v'chunekka, towards you, etc. Similar idea to what we brought down in the Ber Heitev and in the Levush. I go back to the Ramah. The Ramah continues and he says, u'bishah, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Aleph says is a mistake. It should really read Tzarech Lomar Bishah, because it's a new statement. V'cheinu b'sifrei Shulchan Aruch Yishanim. It's found in the old text of the Shulchan Aruch. So we really read it Bishah Shemarichim B'nigun, when the Kohanim are extending the word in their nigun that we all know. Hatevos Shebesof HaPsukim, these words at the end of the Psukim. The Hainu V'yishmerecha V'chuneka Shalom. They extend the last word of each of the three Psukim with their nigun that they sing. And at that point in time, the Tzibur says, the Ribon Shalom, I skipped the words of the Ramah that said that first, V'omim Ribon, K'moshim Mepharsh B'Simon Kuf Lamed, during the time that the Kohanim are singing these last words. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Beis writes, Hainu B'Shor Shem Arichim B'Nigin, while the Kohanim are going, Havaras Os Achrona Shalateba, before they start actually saying the word itself, but they shouldn't be saying the Ribono Shel Olam when the Kohanim are actually saying the word. Because then you're supposed to listen silently and carefully to what the Kohanim are saying. So when they're doing their Nigin, that's the time for the Tzibur to say the Ribono Shel Olam. But once they say, so they're saying the word, then you have to stop the Ribono Shel Olam. You should hopefully have finished it by then and listen to it carefully and answer Amen. As we've already learned previously. Rama continues, Vahamakre, the person who's reading, either the Chazan or the, if the Chazan is a Kohen, let's say, and we said it's somebody else, and the Tzibur goes up and says all of the words first before the Kohanim, Lo Yamar Ribon. The Makri shouldn't say the Ribon Olam. Why? Because Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Gimel explains, Pirish, who's the Makri? The Shliach Tzibur Mispalo, that's the normal situation. Pshita Shlo Yamar Ribon. The Shliach Tzibur should not say the Ribon after the first Pasuk and after the second Pasuk, to have a Hefsik Betfila, because that's a Hefsik. El Avilu Kesher Shliach Hu Kohen. He's saying, even if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen, the Acher Hu Makri, and somebody else is doing the Makri, even then, Gamkin Lo Yamar Makri HaRibon. Then the Makri also shouldn't say the Ribon Shalom, because it's not a Hefsik in that situation. He's not the one in the Chazaras Hashatz. The Kohen is who's not saying it. Why shouldn't the Makri then say it? He might get confused. He's going to make a mistake and not know where to continue the next part of the bracha. Miu, however, after he's finished the third pasuk, Yosem L'cho Shalom, then Yuchal Oz Lo Maharibon. The last Ribon he would be allowed to say, the Suleka Chashash Teteru, because then we're not concerned he's going to get mixed up, because the Makri in this situation is not saying the Chazar Sashatz, as we've already pointed out. There's a machlokas on this, but normally the Shliach Tzibur is the one that then continues with the Sim Shalom, so we're not concerned that the Makri could make a mistake. He can't return to Sim Shalom if he says the Ribon Shalom, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says he's allowed to. The Ho Eino Messiah. Since the typical answer is that the Shliach Tzibur is the one that goes back and then says Sim Shalom in this situation where he wasn't the Makri, and the Makri doesn't say anything else, as we've already learned in Sif Chof Beis, in the Mishnah Berurah, although there was a Machlokas there. The Maram Lublin says, Kishen Kohanim b'musuf lalos l'duchan, if there are no Kohanim present in the shul, then the minig is noagim she'enomim v'seyorev, but you just say v'sechazenu einenu, as is our custom if there are no Kohanim present. The Rambam continues and he says, Asur lihishtamesh b'chohen afilu b'zman hazeh. One is not permitted to use a kohen. We'll see in a moment what that means. The heavy kamol behekdish, because that's like you're taking advantage of hekdish, you're being moel. You're usurping hekdish when you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, one shouldn't take advantage of a kohen, have the kohen do work for him, unless in lo mochal al kach, unless the kohen is moel and allows other people to use him for menial type of work or other types of work. Now, let's see what this exactly means. In Sif Katan Kufayin Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shahari Namai, the Pasuk says, V'chidashto, we're supposed to sanctify the Kohen, Ki eslechem elokechu makriv, because he does the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore we have to treat the Kohen with great holiness. V'af achshav she'en lo korbanos, today we don't have the Kohanim doing the avodah, unfortunately, Bishvil Avosinu or Rabba, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so one might have made the argument that we don't have to be Kidashto. So nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'chidushaso hu omeh, he remains a Kohen. And the Kedusha still there, even though he's not able to act upon it and work in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Omishum Zeh, also be Grusha, that's why a Kohen today is also also to marry a Grusha. One could argue, hey, I'm not a real Kohen because I can't do real Avoda, so maybe I should be allowed to marry a Grusha. Or Latami L'Mesim, I can go be Matami L'Mesim. So there the halach is, no, he remains a Kohen, even though he can't perform his functions in the Beis HaMikdash as a Kohen, he still has the Kedusha of a Kohen, and therefore he has the responsibilities and the downside, if you wish, of being a Kohen, which is not to marry a Grusha and not to be Matami L'Mesim, which is all is allowed to do, even l'chatchila. The issue footnote number 178 brings down an interesting discussion. This din that you have to be Mekadesh a Kohen, V'chi Dashto, does that apply to a cotton? So the Mishnah Berurah later on in Simon Reish Pei Beis brings down from the Mogin Avram that this mitzvah V'chi Dashto was only set upon a bar avoda, somebody that can do the avoda, who could be makriv the lechem elokim, and this cotton cannot, and therefore one doesn't have to give cover to the young Kohen. And therefore, the Magen Avraham brings down in the Shelos Teshuvas Ksav Sofer, Shemutu Lishtamesh B'Kohen Kotem. One would be allowed to use a young Kohen, albeit, he says, one should be Machmir, maybe not to, because there's a Chashash that this is a Din D'Oraisa. There are Poskim that hold like this, so to be Choshish for those Poskim, don't take advantage of a young Kohen who's under Bar Mitzvah. Yesh L'Chosh L'Chosh L'Poskim Shechmir Ruzeh. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a question. He brings down from the Safra, Shechayovim L'Kadish Gam Kohen Ba'amum. We do have a mitzvah that you have to sanctify to be Kidashto, a Kohen who's a Ba'amum, even though the Kohen Ba'amum can't do the Avoda. So he says, how can the Magen Avraham say over here that a Katan who can't do the Avoda, we don't have to do the Kidashto, when a Ba'amum who can't do the Avoda, we do have the mitzvah of Kidashto? So we can explain the Magen Avraham by saying that there's a chiluk between a Ba'amum who's a Kohen, and a Kohen who's a Kotan. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zatzal, in the Emes Liyakov, writes, a Baal Mum, Alpha Bishenu Oved, even though a Baal Mum Kohen is not allowed to do the Avoda, nevertheless, he does get a Chelik in Kotchim, as opposed to the Kotan, who doesn't get a Chelik in Kotchim, albeit he's allowed to eat Kotchim, but he doesn't have a Chelik in it. And furthermore, the Har Tzvi also brings down another Chelik, that the Baal Mum is not allowed to be Makriv Korbanos, however, is a mitzvah to be ochel the kachim, as opposed to a katan who's allowed to eat the kachim, but there's no mitzvah him to eat the kachim. So one could be mechalek over here to say, even though a balmum kohen can't do the avoda, nevertheless the mitzvah still would apply to him, as opposed to a katan where he can't do the avoda, the mitzvah doesn't apply to him. Finally, the last Mishnah Berurah in this long siman, kufayin hey, the Mishnah Berurah says, avol emochal mutti, if the kohen is moichel and is kovod, then you are allowed to use the kohen. Shekovod hakuna, the honor that's given to the Kohen, for example, Kamol of Toch Rishon, Olil Tomano Yofer Rishon, to let him go first, to get an aliyah, for example, or to give him the first bite, the first choice of bites, Uchadome, Midvarm Shon, Mechayuv, Lechavdom, or any other thing where Mechayuv to give to the Kohen first. You let the Kohen bench if there's a Kohen present, you let the Kohen do other things first. All of these things, Nitan Lehem Rakla Nosim, these are also given for the benefit of the Kohen, and therefore, Lefikoch Biyod Limchol, if he wishes to say no thank you, he's allowed to. And he's allowed to Velitim Rishus Yisrael Lishtam. And he's allowed to therefore let a Yisrael use him, let's say, to carry a Yisrael on his back or to do some menial work for Yisrael. However, v'yesh mishomer, there are those that disagree with this, including the Taz. She'ena yochol itein rishus lishtamishbo. He's not allowed to give rishus for Yisrael to use the Kohen, to use this person, elim kein yesh lo ezano, unless he gets personal benefit from it. So, for example, he'll schlep something for this guy, but he'll get paid to be a schlepper. Oh, a Kohen who's a schlepper, he's allowed to get paid, that's why he's allowed to do it. But for the Kohen to do it for free, the Yisrael's not allowed the Kohen go schlep his stuff in. So, kigom bischar, if he's getting paid for it, oh, afilu b'chinu, or even if he's not getting paid for it, but he's schlepping for the president of the shul, for the rabbi, lo'adim choshev, shu chofetz l'sham shov, an enemy's there. He's getting hanoah out of doing a favor for this important person. So then the coin can also go schlep or do some other menial labor. Avolim ein lo shum hanoah mizeh, but if the coin doesn't get any hanoah from this, ein yochol limchol, he's not allowed to be moichol on his kavod. The afal gav the kavod yochol limchol, because even though in general a person can be moichol on their kavod, shimush inyan shall be zaynu, to go and carry stuff, to do menial labor or something that's very degrading, so that's a bizayin of the kuna, and that you can't be moichel on. How do we paskin? So he brings down the name of the Shiur Bracha, and the Shulchan Shlomo, and others. Tov lahachmir l'chachila. One shouldn't use the kohen for manual things unless the kohen is really getting hanor from it. Olishtami behem shiruyos bezuyos, and certainly to use them in any sort of a servitude that is in degrading type of a thing, but vaday yishlizor, you certainly shouldn't do that. The Yishu footnote number 180 brings down. Avol kishoses os lekoin l'shem parnasoso. If the coin's doing it to make a living, for example, he's a doctor or a nurse of some sort, and he's doing various things that are degrading in taking care of the patient. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down. Mutu l'shtamish bo'afilu b'shirus bozui. Then the person is allowed to have the doctor or the nurse do things that would otherwise be embarrassing or degrading. Because b'di'evet yochalim cholak tushasa. Because the bottom line is the coin is allowed to be moichel on his kedusha, and he's doing this for parnasa, and therefore it's allowed. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman adds, mikol makom lechatchila ein lekoin likonis lemiktzor kazeh. Ideally, the coin shouldn't go into any type of a job that would be such a disparaging or degrading type of the job. In mitzor klasos dovah shel bizoyin, if it's going to entail performing any such degrading act. Finally, we'll conclude with the words that found at the very bottom of the Shaar HaTzion. And he writes, V'dad, the nesiyas kapayim b'chutz loretz hu gam kimi d'araisa. Duchening in chutz loretz is also din d'araisa. V'chein etiku kol ha-poskim, member of the Rabbi Shulben Levi. And this is in fact brought down by the poskim as stated by Rabbi Shulben Levi. U'dlo kimorok tziyah, not like the morok tziyah, who says that it's only a din d'araisa in the Beis HaMikdosh. Sheshaga b'zeh. The morok tziyah is mistaken. L'chavetz Chaim writes in this regard. Vishtamite, he forgot what's written in the Safra in Parsha Shmini, and also in a number of other places which the Shaar HaTzion brings down. And he concludes, the Pashto, the Kra, the Pasuk in Devarim, Ulevarach Bishmo, Ad Hayom Azeh, is Mashma Shenoek Tomid. It implies that the Kohanim have this responsibility to Duchen, even when there is no Beis HaMikdosh, even here in Chutz La'aretz, and that is in fact the Halacha. And in the Schus of our completing this wonderful Simon dealing with Duchening, Mitzvah Hashem, the Kohanim should go back to working in the Beis HaMikdash, and we should all enjoy the true bracha of Duchening in the Beis HaMikdash and all of the other avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. Meher Yemenu should be rebuilt. That concludes today's shir. And Simon Kuf Chav Ches.